authors. Welcome back to another podcast episode. My name is Daria White Osa. Thank you all so much for tuning in. I hope you all are having a great week. I wanted to give you all an update on my own personal writing and also to again invite you to my upcoming live stream event, Getting Motivated to Write. But just to give you kind of a story that will lead into why I believe this event is important, I have been writing probably right now for, I'm gonna give it going on a month now, and there have definitely been ups and downs as I have shared with you all my own personal writing journey. I am not exempt from the writing slumps. I definitely know what it feels like not to feel motivated to write. I know what it feels like to be like, man, I said I was gonna write, but now I just don't feel like it, and the motivation is not there, the inspiration is not there. And I want to tell you all what happened this past weekend. With my No Time Writer students, I offer live group sprints. So I come on live with them, I share my screen with a timer, and we have up to 3 30-minute sprints. And one of my students wrote over 2,400 words. It was her first sprint session with us, and I was so excited for her. And she was like, whoa, I did this? I was like, yeah, you did. See what can happen with focused time. But with me, I told myself, like, you know what? I don't think I'm going to write, because typically if I'm working on something, I will join them and I will write. But this past weekend, I was like, you know what? I don't really kind of feel like I've written all week. I feel like I've met my writing goals. But there was, again, an idea that I couldn't shake. And I was like, you know what? Let me just finish this scene real quick. I have an idea. Let me just go for it. And for me, I ended up writing over 1,000 words. I think it was 1,117. And I want you to use that as an example, because something happens when you just show up. You may not necessarily feel like it, you may not necessarily want to, but something happens when you just show up. And that doesn't mean you're going to write over 1,000 words like I did. You may only write 300, 200, 500, but that's still something. And for those of you that are participating in National Novel Writing Month, you're going to experience days where you don't feel like it. I mean, you're barely in, right? 7 days in. You have quite a ways to go, and it's easy to be on fire the first few days. But as we get towards the midpoint, you get a little weary, because I've done it before. I'm in it myself, not officially, but just doing it on my own, regardless if it's a part of a, you know, writing event or not. I know for a fact that I'm going to feel those things. So instead of worrying about, you know, if it's going to happen, what's your game plan for when it happens? So for me, just showing up led to over 1,000 words. So I'm telling you, just show up, just sit down to your laptop, just sit down to that pen and paper. You never know what will happen. And because of that, I'm still on track to finishing my first draft of book 4 of my cozy mystery series, Most Eligible Killer. That'll be the 4th book in my cozy mystery series. Sometimes I can hardly believe that I'm writing an official novel series. Never done that before. But I wanted to write a cozy mystery, and now it's taken off and readers are enjoying it. They can't wait to the next book. I told my Facebook group readers that I was working on, like, oh my gosh, I can't wait to read it. So they're on pins and needles. So you never know what's on the other side of you just showing up. But if you have not RSVP'd for my next live event, Getting Motivated to Write, and you know you need some motivation, some inspiration, then you need to go ahead and RSVP. I will attach the link in the description for this episode, because we really are roughly 48 hours away from it. And this is the only event that you will need if you are looking to weave in writing into the fabric of your life. It doesn't mean you have to write every day, but if you want to learn how to make writing non-negotiable, you want to discover what's holding you back. I mean, how would you feel? Think about this. How would you feel knowing that you were writing past the fear, writing past the writing slumps, you're getting past the lack of motivation? How would that change the game for you? Imagine being pages closer to that elated feeling of finishing your first draft, or picture the pride swelling in your chest as you take one giant leap towards publication. Some of you are looking to self-publish for the first time. Some of you want to go the traditional route and you want to send it to an agent or a publishing house. How much closer would you be to that by finishing your first draft now? We are at the end of another year, and some of you may be feeling like, well, let me just wait till next year. This year is pretty much over with. No, there is still time. We have all of November left and we have all of December. Why feel like you have to wait? Just because days have already passed you by, you can make a decision today to keep going. So if you're struggling to find the time to write, that problem can be solved by you learning strategies that will help writing again make it by helping writing become more a part of your routine so that you can bounce back from your writing slumps that much faster and turn spare minutes, those idle moments that you don't think about, we can turn those into storytelling opportunities. Or maybe you feel like your writing isn't good enough. Don't count yourself out, okay? That's a common fear. Imposter syndrome hits some of us. It hits more of us than you know. So don't feel like you're alone, but it vanishes when you learn how to pick apart your writing fears for the lies that they are, because that's all they are lies. Whoever said you weren't good enough, or if you just have that thought circling in your mind that you're not good enough, that's a lie. And when we pick it apart and get down to the root of it, you'll be like, okay, why am I believing this? This is really a waste of time. Because now you can come into your newfound confidence by picking it apart and realizing, wait a minute, none of this is true. And even if there is some truth, how can we reframe it? You may feel like I'm not good enough, but if you're new to this writing thing, all you have to tell yourself is like, wait a minute, I'm learning. I'm getting better every day. I'm investing in myself. I'm willing to learn from others. I'm willing to get critique and help and great feedback. I'm willing to invest in editing to sharpen my skills. I can get better. Or let's say you're overwhelmed by life's demands and it's just hard feeling motivated and you're juggling so much. You're juggling kids, you're juggling a full-time job and your energy just feels zapped. You're like, how am I supposed to write when I just feel tired? Or maybe there's anxiety going on, or you're helping everybody else and writing comes last. Well, you don't need to worry about this once you discover how to ignite your writing motivation on command, even when you don't feel like it. So this is going to be this coming Thursday, November 9th, depending on what time you're listening to this episode, but November 9th at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So don't let another moment slip by where your story remains untold and your legacy uncreated. This goes so much deeper than you getting motivated to write. Okay, this is about unlocking your writing process for life, so that no matter what writing project you're faced with, you can tackle it. It may look different. You may have to pivot. Life is going to bring different things to where it may, who knows? Like, no one can guarantee what's going to happen. But you can make the decision, like, no matter what, I am going to write. So don't let this year pass you by saying, I'll wait till next year. This is the event for the writer that's ready to grow, for whom writing is not just a hobby. This is your business. This is what you feel called to do. You love writing. And you're like, I can't shake this. This is something that I must do. This is for you and for those of you that are standing on the brink of something great, but you just need that final push. You just need that final nudge. So secure your spot and let's turn the page to the next chapter where you, the writer, are unbound, you're unstoppable, and you're utterly in control of your writing destiny. So don't miss out on this transformation waiting for you inside, getting motivated to write. So if you're not a part of my group, Ambitious Authors and Writers, the link is in the description for this episode. Go ahead and request to join. That way you can go ahead and RSVP. The event will be linked. It'll be pinned at the top of the group page. So if you're not a part of the group, go ahead and join. I would love to have you, and you're more than welcome to stay. So don't feel like you have to join, watch the event, and then leave. No, the group is all about time management, writing consistency, productivity. There's so much value in there. I love sharing on this topic, not just inside the group, but also giving you the opportunity to work with me inside my course, No Time Writer, which again is all about helping authors unleash their writing legacy in the earth through their books, through storytelling. Maybe it's through nonfiction. You're sharing your story that can bring impact to others. So your book legacy can be left in the earth. So don't let time stop you. Don't let lack of motivation stop you. So again, everything is linked in the description. I would love to have you a part of the event. Yes, there will be a replay available, but just know that you're going to get the most out of the event when you are there live with me, because then and there, I'm in the present with you. I'm right there. If you have a question, you can ask and it will be answered. So thank you all so much for spending this time with me. Remember, I'm in the trenches with you. I'm still writing. I will keep writing as long as God gives me the ability to. It's something that I love, so it is non-negotiable for me, and I know that it is non-negotiable for you. So thank you all so much for tuning in, listening, and remember, if you wrote a book, it is already unique because you wrote it and no one can write a book like you. So God bless. Stay safe. Hope to see you this coming Thursday, and I'll talk to you all next time. Have a good one. Bye.